it up, you know that we gonna play. City never sleeps, cause the dreams what we tryna chase. Let it play, never put the stereo away. Drift into the zone, yo, this is radio amaze. We be grinding all the way up to the pinnacle. Only dubs, we don't believe in the miracles. Pumping all my fake tunes on my digital. Always keep it grooving, know the pulse of the millennials. Radio, radio amaze. Be the pulse, pulse, pulse of the millennials. Radio, radio amaze. Be the pulse, pulse, pulse of the millennials.
Want to listen to science-based research on happiness, well-being, health? Then join me, RJ Seema, on my show, Here and Now, every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern, only on Radio Amaze, Pulse of the Millennium.
Hello, hello, namaskar. How are all of you doing? Aaj ka mausam kaisa hai? यार बाहर का और अंदर का भी, घर के अंदर और आपके मन के अंदर का, अरे वही तो सब एक्शन होता है। आशा है कि मौसम एकदम ब्राइट ब्राइट सनी बढ़िया बढ़िया है। अगर नहीं है यू नो दैट्स फाइन टू, मौसम तो बदलता ही रहता है, कभी धूप तो कभी छाव, सो दैट्स फाइन। एनीवे, हाउ इज अक्टूबर गोइंग फॉर ऑल ऑफ यू? Festive, festive, right? Kitna dance kar rahe ho aap log? Enjoying some garbha, enjoying the exercise that goes with it, and of course the fun factor. You know, I am. And of course, Diwali is coming up. Wow, it's really fun time. And then Thanksgiving, so lot of good food and lot of things to look forward to. And so other than all of this, you know, I was wondering, do you guys like reading? I'm sure, you know, bachpan ki to yaadein aati hongi, like all those Enid Blytons and Nancy Drews, Hardy Boys, if you know, those of us who grew up in India. And I used to thoroughly, thoroughly love reading them. And I guess once life started with college and work, my reading almost went to zilch. But you know what? One of the good things about the pandemic, I actually got back into it. I sort of joined a book club and I have been enjoying reading some books. And so I thought, hey, you know, let me pass on one of my recommendations. So one book that I read that I thought was very informative was, it's called Being Mortal by Atul Gawande. So it was, I think it was a New York Times bestseller. It's a nonfiction. So just a little bit about the author, Dr. Gawande. He's a surgeon at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston, and he's a professor at, you know, at the Harvard School of Public Health as well as the medical school. So this book is interesting because here the author really talks about how often medicine neglects the wishes of people beyond mere survival, right? So he says that there's something that medicine mishandles, and that is to look at aging and death in this society as a medical problem rather than a human one. You know, he's like, it's important for people who age not to feel lonely, to really have a good quality of life. And so this book is a little bit about that, and talks, you know, about the nursing homes and how, who takes care of the old age, how, you know, having some means or something to look forward to in life is important. So do check it out and let me know what you think. But I thought for this episode, let's listen to some 2000 music. So here goes.
Oh, सूरज हुआ मध्यम, चांद जलने लगा आसमां, ये हाय क्यों पिघलने लगा। सूरज हुआ मध्यम, चांद जलने लगा आसमां, ये हाय क्यों पिघलने लगा। मैं ठहरा रहा, जमी चलने लगी, धड़का ये दिल सांस थमने लगी। ओ क्या ये मेरा पहला पहला प्यार है सजना, क्या ये मेरा पहला पहला प्यार है।
Today, listen to interesting conversation with people from all walks of life. Join me, R.J. Seema, only on my show, Here and Now, every Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern on Radio Amaze.
turn it up. You know that we gonna play. City never sleeps, cause the dreams what we tryna chase. Let it play, never put the stereo away. Drift into the zone, yo, this is radio amaze. We be running all the way up to the pinnacle. Only dubs, we don't believe in the miracles. Pumping all my fake tunes on my digital. Always keep it grooving, all the pulse of the millennials. Radio, radio amaze. Be the pulse, pulse, pulse of the millennials. Radio, radio amaze. Be the pulse, pulse, pulse of the millennials.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. And they all have one thing in common. Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard, that's optional. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Okay, what are you wearing right now?
Nothing.
That's right. So mommy's going to teach you how to dress yourself. Underwear always comes first, name tag at the back, then pants, then shirt. Get the first button in the right hole or you have to start all over. Socks going first, then shoes, right on right, left on left. With shoelaces, just take the ends, cross them over, switch the loops, the rabbit goes down the hole, pull tight, and you're left with bunny ears. Got it? Why are your pants on your head?
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But 2 minutes twice a day, making sure they brush their teeth, is easier, and it could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. Visit 2min2x.org to find out more. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.
How's it going?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you going to shake my hand?
I'm having a stroke.
Wow, you're not even moving your arm.
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear. Look for FAST. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, time to call 911 immediately. Know the sudden signs. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
उम्मीदों की दास्ता इस पीढ़ियों का रास्ता उड़ाने मेहनत की चलो ये नया दौर सीखे रेडियो अमेज सारे स्टेशन लेट यहाँ पूरी होती नींद बजे 24/7 हमें आती नहीं नींद हाउस पार्टी सीन जरा मूड तो बनाओ खुद भी सुनो और अपने दोस्त को सुनाओ रेट्रो या न्यू स्कूल या फिर बजे न्यूज सारे अपने सुनते करते रू रेडियो अमेज ये है रेडियो अमेज मिलियनेर्स की धड़कन ये है रेडियो अमेज रेडियो अमेज बी द पल्स 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 ऑफ द मिलेनियल्स.
Hello, Namaskar. If you are tuning in now, you are listening to RJ Seema only on Radio Maze, the Pulse of the Millennials. How are all of you doing? I hope everything is going great. So anyway, today, you know, I was looking through this, I think this is Greater Good site, and I read about this very, very interesting couple whose name is Nisha Srinivasan and Raghu Padmanabhan. And I thought I'd share something about them because they were a little different. And they apparently had, flourishing Silicon Valley careers. And in 2008, soon after having their son, they literally sold everything off and moved to rural India. Wow, that's a huge move. So they wanted to farm, but apparently had no experience in it. So they set out as basically students, and they started out planting 9,000 trees on a barren piece of land. I guess thousands and thousands didn't make it, but still a few thousands did and blossomed into a mini forest. But anyway, I mean, what is interesting is about this is about what changed, you know, this whole. You know, this was kind of a big change, right? And I looked at this interview that Nisha gave because of basically sharing the reasons. And it's a very interesting perspective that I'd like to share. So according to Nisha, I mean, before it's like, you know, retrospective is like, she says that most of us are really, really very privileged. You know, many of us probably have not faced not having to, you know, not having money, for example, not having enough food to eat or even a place to live. I mean, so she says that if you have most of your basic needs met and, you know, a lot of us are very privileged. It's like she says, maybe we should go towards our aspirations, you know, those big dreams. So, I mean, that's one of her thoughts where, you know, she sort of decided to sit down and say, okay, what is it that, what are my aspirations? What is it that I want to do? And she actually went forward towards it. But we'll talk some more, but let's listen to a few more songs.
पहली नजर में कैसा जादू कर दिया तेरा बन बैठा है मेरा जिया जाने क्या होगा क्या पता इस पल को मिलके आज ही ले जरा मैं हूँ यहाँ तू है यहाँ मेरी ओ चार जा दोनों जहां मेरी बाहों में आ भूल जा ओ चार जा दोनों जहां मेरी बाहों में आ भूल जा
Baby I love you Baby I love you Baby, I love you. Baby, I love you so. Baby, I love you. Oh, I love you. I love you. I love you so. Baby, I love you.
Har dua mein shamil tera pyar hai. बिन तेरे लम्हा भी दुश्वार है धड़कनों को तुझसे ही दरकार है तुझसे राहते तुझसे चाहते हर दुआ में शामिल तेरा प्यार है बिन तेरे लम्हा भी दुश्वार है राहते तुझसे चाहते तू जो मिली एक दिन मुझे मैं कहीं हो गया लापता चैन चीना इश्क के एहसास ने बेख्याली दी है तेरी प्यास ने शायद जरूर है कुछ तो जरूर है कर दिया दीवाना दर्द खास ने चैन चीना इश्क के एहसास ने बेख्याली दी है तेरी प्यास ने शायद जरूर है कुछ तो जरूर है ये दूरियां जीने ना दे हाल मेरा तुझे ना पता जा, ओ जा, दोनों जा, मेरी
love you. Baby, I love you so. Baby, I love you. Ooh, I love you. Baby, I love you.
Tuning in now, you're listening to Here and Now with RJ Seema, and here's another Atif Aslam song for you.
Shining in the setting sun like a pearl upon the ocean, come and feel me, oh feel me. Shining in the setting sun like a pearl upon the ocean, come and heal me. Oh, heal me. Thinking about the love we're making and a life we're sharing, come and feel me. Oh, feel me. Shining in the setting sun like a pearl upon the ocean, come and feel me. Come on, heal me.
Laga.
and feel me, oh feel me. Shining in the setting sun like a pearl upon the ocean. Come and feel me, come on, heal me.
Hello, hello. If you are tuning in now, you are listening to RJ Seema only on Radio Amaze, Pulse of the Millennials. So, how are all of you doing? And, you know, previously we were talking about a couple who had flourishing Silicon Valley careers, and they gave everything up and they moved to rural India, somewhere near Coimbatore, and actually started farming and living a very simple way of life. So I was talking, you know, a little bit about them, and we are going to talk a little more about why they chose to do what they did. So according to Nisha, she's the woman who actually did this big, big move. She says that she was working in a very privileged environment in Silicon Valley with good flourishing jobs and perhaps living the California lifestyle, right? And then at that time, she started, you know, getting introduced to meditation, and she was still starting to think about, she was, I guess, more drawn to a mode of existence that is not filled with all the sensory inputs all the time, right? You're always, you know, wanting something all the time and getting pleasure and those kinds of things, which are very small. So then she was introduced to an organization called Service Space. And just a little bit about Service Space is basically, it's an organization that encourages everyone to contribute in meaningful ways to the world around them. It can be something really small, right? You spend 10 minutes a day giving something. So with all of these, she started beginning, you know, it's like, hey, I need to have maybe a simpler form of life. And one day she walked into an Awaken gathering. And again, Awaken is an organization that, you know, gets people of the same kind who believe in basically kind of deepening their self-awareness. And they think that by changing themselves, they can change the world. And so she attended a talk by this person who, again, had a, you know, a good flourishing career and sort of gave all that up and started teaching meditation to prisoners. And so they kind of interviewed him and said what led him to make this change. And he said that he thought about it a lot. And then he said that he had three aspirations. The first one was to stop accumulation, and then to do work that is good for him and not harmful for others, and basically spend more time in reflection. And actually, when she heard this, it's kind of, Nisha heard this, a light bulb went off, and she said, you know what, I have to really do something that's more meaningful for me. I want to do something that's more wholesome, and I just don't want to work just, okay, you know, to make a living, right? And at that point, she said she had been volunteering with organizations, especially on the outside, you know, planting trees, etc. And she really enjoyed that. And so then she decided, you know what, maybe I really need to change my life. And she went back home, talked to her husband and said, you know, what do you think, you know, of actually literally moving back to India, getting this big land and sort of living a very, very simple existence. And that sort of started the journey. And then, you know, they sold their house in Silicon Valley and made the decision eventually to actually move back to India after the birth of their son. So anyway, more about that after these songs. So here we go.
दिल को तुमसे प्यार हुआ, पहली बार हुआ, तुमसे प्यार हुआ, मैं भी आशिक यार हुआ, पहली बार हुआ, तुमसे प्यार हुआ छाई है बेताबी मेरी छां कहां मैं क्या करूं छाई है बेताबी मेरी छां कहां मैं क्या करूं दिल को तुमसे प्यार हुआ पहली बार हुआ तुमसे प्यार हुआ मैं भी आशिक यार हुआ पहली बार हुआ तुमसे प्यार हुआ करवटें बस बदलता हूँ अब जागता हूँ मैं रातों में अब दूरी ना सहनी हर लम्हा कहता है ना जाने हाल मेरा ऐसा क्यों रहता है मैं दीवाना तेरा बन गया जाने जाना मैं फसाना तेरा बन गया जाने जाना गोरी गोरी चुराए चोरी चोरी चुराए दिल चोरी 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 दिल को तुमसे प्यार हुआ पहली बार हुआ तुमसे प्यार हुआ मैं भी आशिक यार हुआ पहली बार हुआ तुमसे प्यार हुआ बैठा रहूं तेरी बाहों में सिर्फ तू मुझे चाहे अब इतना असर हो मेरी आहों में तू कह दे हंस के तो तोड़ दूं मैं रस्मों को मर के भी ना भूलूं मैं तेरी कसमों को मैं तो आया हूँ यहाँ पे बस तेरे लिए तेरा तन मन सब है मेरे लिए हसी नजारा समा है प्यारा प्यारा गले लगा ले यारा 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 यारा
स्ट्रेट ओवर मेरे साथ जुड़िए लिसन टू इंटरेस्टिंग कॉन्वर्सेशन विद पीपल फ्रॉम ऑल वॉक्स ऑफ लाइफ जॉइन मी आर जे सीमा ओनली ऑन माई शो हियर एंड नाउ एवरी थर्सडे एट 6 पीएम ईस्टर्न ऑन रेडियो अमेज़
Hey You're amazed. Right. We be grinding all the way up to the pinnacle. Yeah. Only jobs, we don't believe in the miracles. Yeah. Bumping all my fave tunes on my digital. Always keep it grooving, not the pulse of the millennials. Yeah. Radio, radio amazed. Be the pulse of the millennials. Radio, radio amazed. Be the pulse of the millennials.
I spend a lot of time in the backyard, and I'm the center of attention at summer barbecues. In 96, I made some of the tastiest s'mores. And in 09, it was me, your backyard fire pit, that accidentally started a wildfire when a summer breeze carried one of my embers into some dry brush.
Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Hope you enjoyed your meal. And I just want to say, he's lucky to have a brother like you.
Lucky, caring for my brother is far from easy. But he's a part of me, like my arms and legs, so I'll be his. No time for tired. Nothing can disable this love. He needs me, but I'm the lucky one, even though I need help now and then.
If you're caring for a loved one, visit aarp.org/caregiving for care guides and community. Support for your strength. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
What if I told you that a tornado was going to happen tomorrow, right where you live? That it would touch down at exactly 3:17 p.m. and I told you the exact path it would take, you would, of course, prepare. You would talk with your loved ones, and you'd make a plan today. It's true, I can't tell you a tornado will strike tomorrow, but shouldn't you have a plan anyway? Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
उम्मीदों की दास्तां इस पीढ़ियों का रास्ता उड़ानिए मेहनत की चलो ये नया दौर सीखे रेडियो अमेज़ सारे स्टेशन लेट यहाँ पूरी होती नींद बजे 24/7 हमें आती नहीं नींद हाउस पार्टी सीन जरा मूड तो बनाओ खुद भी सुनो और अपने दोस्त को सुनाओ रेट्रो या न्यू स्कूल या फिर बजे न्यूज सारे अपने सुनते करते रू रेडियो अमेज़ ये है रेडियो अमेज़ मिलियनेयर्स की धड़कन ये है रेडियो अमेज़ रेडियो अमेज़ बी द पल्स 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 ऑफ द मिलेनियल्स.
Hello, if you're tuning in now, you are listening to RJ Seema only on Here and Now. So we were talking about this couple from Silicon Valley who had good careers and sort of gave everything back and moved back to a village in India. And we're talking about, you know, what caused them to do this. They were kind of inspired by going and listen, you know, going to many of these gatherings, which look into ways of helping people and making sure that what you work in is very, very meaningful. And they actually took their plunge towards their aspirations. So what this couple did was they gave up all their jobs and in Silicon Valley, sold their house and moved back to a place near a village near Coimbatore. And when they moved back, they apparently found a piece of land and they bought that land without that much research and analysis. And then actually what they found was that piece of land had been growing mainly vegetables for 35 years and not doing crop rotation. You know, I don't know much about farm myself, but apparently that is not a good thing to do because you want to do crop rotation so the soil remains good. And apparently a lot of fertilizers were used. And so when they did that, they literally ran out of groundwater. So what that didn't deter the two of them, what they went to do is they planted 9,000 trees. Imagine 9,000 trees. But of course, it was their first time. A lot of those trees did not survive, but quite a few did, like more than 1,000. And, you know, they actually grew a small mini forest. And she, you know, in her interview, Nisha says it was like amazing. There were birds and rabbits, and it was just a miracle, according to her. And she says it's all nature's work. You take one step and nature takes 10 steps. How true is that, right? And that's how they began, you know, living their life. One experiment leading to the other. They're learning from mistakes. Basically going towards, you know, holistic experiments, going towards living in nature and living a very, very, very simple life. So then they decided, hey, you know, one experiment was we want to build a house, but it doesn't make sense that, you know, we're giving up all these other things and we're going to, you know, build a brick and mortar house, right? So they decided to build an eco-friendly house. Again, they did it, a lot of it by themselves. They tried to make it as eco-friendly as possible using old, you know, reusing wood, native stones, and minimizing steel use by using bamboo. And they just embarked on this journey. They said, hey, you know, we learn as we go without really having any formal civil engineering experience and really not understanding the labor and material management about all of this. And so now they have an eco-friendly house that they actually built and they live in. How cool is that? And then to continue on, they decided, hey, you know, they first sent their child to a regular school and they said, huh, maybe even this doesn't make sense. And so they started what is called farm schooling, not homeschooling, farm schooling their child. So basically, you know, the child grew up in nature, looking at nature and learning things. There was some structure to this, obviously, but that is another thing. And then they also began serving the local community through Nature Cure, because they started seeing that perhaps what we put in our, you know, stomach as well as in our head is very important to how we feel and our health. So they started going and trying to understand Nature Cure. They went to several workshops and they tried to find an authentic teacher who could, you know, teach them. And then they started experimenting and learning how to take care of their body. And how to take care of their body and the mind and use food as medicine. And so they apparently saw so many similarities between Nature Cure and meditation, and sort of putting these together, learned that, you know what? Undigested food and undigested thoughts are the chief causes of diseases in an otherwise normal person. So I just thought, and now they have workshops to, you know, teaching how to cook simple food, how that you can actually use food as medicine, at least to prevent a lot of diseases, and also using meditation, leading a simpler life. Anyway, I thought this was really cool, and that's why I shared this story about it. And it's time for the last few songs. So here we go.
शब है सुबह है तू ही दिन है मेरा तू ही मेरा रब है जहां है तू ही मेरी दुनिया तू वक्त मेरे लिए मैं हूं तेरा लम्हा कैसे रहेगा भला होके तू मुझसे जुदा
से आंखें तेरी शबनमी चेहरा तेरा आईना तू है उदासी भरी कोई हंसी दास्तां आंखें तेरी शबनमी चेहरा
Thank you so much for tuning in today to Here and Now with RJ Seema. Remember, we have amazing programs. Go check out radioamaze.com and there are fantastic lineups of RJs. So I hope to see you again next week, same time, and we talk about many more fun things. So thank you again. Goodbye. Have a great, great week ahead.